everyone, and welcome to SAF Ready, the podcast here at the University of Waterloo. On this podcast, we'll have a variety of guests, students, faculty, and staff to all let you in on know what the School of Accounting and Finance has to offer. I'm Sam, and I'll be your host. Today, we have Steve Balaban, who is one of our professors here at the school, and he's going to be talking today about the International Study Course, which is one that he teaches and runs and has all the ins and outs on understanding about what it is. So thank you again so much for coming, Steve. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Sam.
Absolutely. So we're just going to kind of dive right in. So what is the International Study Course?
So think of this, right? It's a course where you get to go to a different place in the world to learn from professionals of what's happening in that world. So for example, going to the UK to learn about Brexit.
Oh, right? Cool.
Going to Hong Kong to learn about what's going on in Asia.
Yeah.
And during the course, we get to interview professionals. Before the course, we get to research these professionals. And then after the course, we get to write up what we learned from these professionals.
That's so cool. So do you is it kind of like all like student run, or is like the, like, how does the kind of the process of like finding those connections in those different countries work?
So the students do most of the work, right?
Okay.
So the students kind of help identify what companies that we have. They reach out to those companies, do all the preparation, figure out where we're going to eat when we're there. We organize dinners.
Very important.
We have open dinners where we get to meet professionals. So people will come and then students get to meet them. And the students find, like, if we're going to go, let's say we're going to Indonesia right now,
okay,
right? And the students will find the coolest restaurants that they want to go to, professionals want to go to. And so they do all of it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So it's a course that's offered, so they get like student credit for it.
Yep.
Credit for it, obviously. So, but what my understanding is that you have to apply to also be a part of this course.
100%.
Okay. So kind of like, what's the application process and like the timeline and the expectations for those applications?
Okay. So, so for example, right now it's we're in July,
okay,
and we're going to be going to Switzerland in winter 2024. So that's going to be at end of April.
Okay.
So the applications actually came out this morning, July 24th.
Okay.
And so students,
apply.
Yeah, please apply. So students will apply over the next month and a half. So applications,
okay,
will be due in September. They have to answer a bunch of questions, why they want to be on the trip. They have to put in their resume, transcript, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then after that, we interview a shortlist. And then after we interview everybody, we accept 12 people for the trip.
Okay.
Now, when we started the trip back in 2017, it was, you had 12 person per trip, but we only had one trip a year. Now we have 3 trips a year.
Oh, really?
So it's really cool.
That's so cool. So do you guys have one for like, I'm guessing like every term then, yeah? Or is it like...
No, so the way it works is just because we can't really do one in the fall because of the holidays after the term, and we do it, the actual trip is after exams. So we do one in the winter.
Okay.
And then we do 2 in the spring. So for example, this year we went to Singapore in the winter, and this spring we're going to go to both Indonesia and Vietnam. So it'll be 36 students that will be end up going on this trip this year, which is just what a fantastic learning opportunity.
That is so cool. I know, like making those connections like on an international scale just seems like such an invaluable resource. And the fact that it's like getting your school credit for it, like...
And think of this, like you're in a boardroom, right? And usually there's fairly senior professionals, right? Managing directors, CEOs, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of telling us everything. They want to make the most of this for the students, because the students have this like 1.5 hour, 2 hours like with them. And so students can ask anything, they tell us everything. And we've learned just so much from this. Like it's like a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah,
yeah,
that's amazing. Oh, I want to do this. So obviously you've been running this course for a few years now. So like, what has been your favorite destination that the course has taken you?
Okay. Now, because of the fact that my ex-students are watching this, and they always ask me all the time. So after we went back to Singapore, was this your favorite trip? They asked me after Germany, was this your favorite trip? So I'm going to have to say all of them, but I'm going to actually break this down, right? So,
okay.
So like we went to the UK to learn what's really going on with Brexit. And we had so many different interviews. So like, what's an example of one? We met the old Secretary of State.
Really?
Gavin Barwell, who kind of told us a little bit about the political situation there. But then we go to Hong Kong, right? And we went to see HSBC and the iconic building in Hong Kong. We
that
went up there.
So cool.
And then through like meeting everybody, we learned about like the Belt and Road Initiative that is going on in Asia. Then we went to Germany to learn about, we went to Deutsche Bank, right? And so Deutsche Bank in Frankfurt, that was like really cool.
So amazing.
And then through our interviews, learned about what's going on in the euro currency. We just went to Singapore,
yeah,
right? So we went to the port, PSA. It's one of the leading ports in the world.
Absolutely.
And we got like an inside look. So to choose one, and we did a bunch of virtual trips. Don't forget that we did this during the pandemic.
Really?
And we did this virtual trip on a regular basis. And what we did in the virtual trip, because of the fact that it was easy for people to say yes to do like a Zoom call.
Yeah.
So we're like, waking up early to interview someone in Europe. Then during the day, we're interviewing someone in Toronto, right? And then a little later, we're interviewing someone the West Coast, let's say in California. And then even later, we're interviewing someone from Asia. So the virtual trip, we got to interview people from around the world and learn about that. So I don't want to even just pick one of the destinations because the virtual trip was great. So
that is so cool. Yeah. That's awesome that you guys were able to run it through COVID. I know so much stuff got like shut down. So it's really cool that you like adapted into like making it still like feasible for students to do, because I know that was probably a disappointing thing for students not to be able to go.
Yeah, wise, but and the students are the ones that pivoted, right? The students are the ones that kind of lead this trip. The students are the ones that are getting people to sit down with us. So I give 100% of credit to our students. I think our students are fantastic.
That's so cool that you guys get to like, I love that it's like a whole planning process and like you get the whole like behind the scenes, because I feel like a lot of us, when we like sign up for these conferences and sign up for all these things to like be a part of, like we don't know the back end of how like we're getting people there, how we're getting everything going.
Well, yeah. So Sam, so behind the scenes, so what happens is actually during the semester, so there's actually student teams. So you have a corporate relations team that help us reach out and organize meetings.
Yeah.
We have a meals team that helps us basically look at, you know, what restaurants to go to and everything like that. We have a culture team, right, that kind of is involved in kind of getting us prepared for the culture of the place that we go. And in there, there's also logistics, which actually helps us kind of get from one place to another and figure out how we're going to actually organize everything. And on the weekends, actually, so the way the trip works is from Monday to Friday, we meet professionals.
Okay.
But then on the weekend before and after, we do sightseeing, and the students plan those days.
Oh, yeah.
So you can imagine all the different sites we've seen in these places.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
It's like getting like a vacation, but also a learning experience in one.
Exactly, right?
So yeah, I guess that's kind of like perfectly leads into the next question. So why should students be motivated to participate in this class?
This is like a once in a lifetime opportunity, right? Like you get to go to a different area of the world. You get access to senior professionals during the day that are basically willing to answer any questions you have and will tell you things from a perspective you've probably never heard before in that area. Then at night every day, we actually invite more professionals to come for these dinners where you hear kind of what's really going on.
Really going on, because like, really, well, I'm not off the record kind of.
Well, yeah, actually, so we had one experience in the UK where we had a presentation by a company, and the whole presentation was why Brexit was bad. And it was like, okay, don't, Brexit's bad, Brexit's not good, whatever. Then that night at dinner, two of the individuals that presented joined us for dinner, and then they both voted for Brexit and explained their own reasons why. And
no,
I remember the students
way.
Saying, okay, wait a second, what do we write in our report, right? And so it's like, it's like you really kind of get that the behind the scenes things. But another thing that also students get is the ability to make connections around the world, right? So what ends up happening is after these trips, some of these firms will actually hire our students, right? Which is like really, really, really cool. So you have build connections, you get to learn what's going on in the world. Like I wish this experience was around when I was a student.
I don't know. I'm like,
actually, that's what happens. So every time we have these dinners, we invite alumni. A lot of alumni in these different areas will come out, and they're like, "Where was this trip back when I was a student?" I'm like, "Oh, you know, sorry about that."
Sorry, it's just exclusive.
Unfortunately, that. So if I'm a student, I'm not motivated. I'm like, guys, what's going on? Right?
I see like the limited spots, but keep applying.
Yeah, it's limited spots. Keep applying, right? And if you don't make it, we usually give you reasons why so that you can improve. So we're not like one of those, you know, when you have an interview and you're like, oh, we write back for feedback and then you get ghosted. That doesn't happen.
Or
here,
like that automatic reply. And
exactly.
You're like, that's not
so
what I was hoping for.
We want our students to improve, right? So we want, if a student doesn't get it, we actually had a student 1 year that interview didn't get on.
Okay.
And that student came to see me individually. We kind of went over what happened and then applied the next year and then went on. So,
oh, that's cool.
So we want you to go on. We want you to succeed. And it's like, so please, please apply. It's an amazing experience.
Yeah,
it's such a cool experience.
That is so cool. So and like, I guess like kind of associating with like the destination, but what's been like your favorite like memory, like a core memory, like the, obviously like you were explaining like the Brexit thing. That's so funny. I think that's hilarious. Do you have like a favorite memory of like, just like not even just the meetings, but like a specific destination, like a tour place that you guys went to or anything like that?
So actually one of my favorite memories actually happened a couple months ago. So as I mentioned, we're going to Indonesia and Vietnam. I'm actually flying out in a couple of weeks. So we're going out, right? So it's pretty soon, okay? Now, before every trip, we throw a kickoff party in Toronto and invite all the past trips.
That's so fun.
Right? So it is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. And so I remember, so it was a couple months ago, we're throwing our kickoff party for Indonesia and Vietnam.
Okay.
And I remember being in a circle at the kickoff party where there's someone that went to the UK, someone that went to Hong Kong, someone that went to Germany, someone that went to Singapore.
Wow.
And then we had people that were just applied for Indonesia and Vietnam and just got in.
Yeah.
And I remember going around and everyone kind of telling their favorite story. And so my favorite story was sitting there
and listening
to that. And not only that, seeing the exchange, right? like the pass down of knowledge and, yeah. and then also the connections that are being made mm-hmm. between the years. Like I thought that was super cool because a lot of people that went to some of the old destinations are graduated now.
Yeah.
Right. And
okay,
so it's really you're connecting and it was like I remember sitting there, remember listening to that conversation, like, okay, this is awesome.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So like they get to like so the connections that they're making is kind of like because you just kind of like created an entirely new opportunity for networking. Because like not only if you're like talking to like the current business executive that you're going to go for that particular trip, but you can talk to the kids that have graduated already and are working and they already did those experiences. Like it's a whole other networking thing.
Yeah, and think of all the people we've met. So we go to Germany two years after we went to the UK. So what do? We reach out all the people we met in the UK and they're like, no, this isn't just like a regular student trip. Like. People from Waterloo are amazing. You have to meet them, right? And so we end up getting all these people that want to meet us, right? We're going to Indonesia and Vietnam. What do? We reach out to people we just met in Singapore. And they tell us, we went to Singapore. What do? We reach out to people we met to Hong Kong. And the thing is, like, our students prepare so much for these meetings. So they always impress the professionals.
Okay.
So the best one, another part of my favorite parts is after the meeting, right? The students kind of walk a little ahead and then I talk to the professional and they're like, oh, like we've never had a student group like this. This is amazing.
They are the future.
They're amazing. If we can ever help with future trips, if we can ever help with anything,
that's
right?
So
it's just like, it's amazing. It's
yeah.
Great.
So I'm curious, like what is specifically do they talk about in these meetings? Like, is it like kind of like a conference style? Is it kind of like a networking style? Like do they kind of just pick their brain? Like what's kind of like the structure, I guess I would say.
Okay, so before each meeting, so what happens is before we actually leave Waterloo,
okay,
each student's assigned a company and they have to do research on the company, right?
Okay.
So what they do is they research the company in that country, the individuals that we're meeting, as well as prepare interview questions.
Okay.
Okay? So our students are like super prepared no matter what the format's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you asked about the format.
Okay.
So it depends. So sometimes we get there.
Okay.
And they're like, what do we want to talk about for 2 hours, right? And then we just kind of say, oh, tell us a little bit about you, even though we already know. And then we go for 2 hours and pepper them with, pepper is probably not the right word. We ask them lots of thought-provoking questions, right?
Okay.
So that's one option. Another option is they might have a presentation for us. So the presentation could be us, like we've had a private equity firm that's gone into some of their portfolio companies and how they create value, right? We've had another presentation on just like more of the economics of Hong Kong versus China, right? So there's different types of things that we can do. So sometimes I'll have a presentation prepared.
Mm-hmm.
But other times there might be a tour. So for example, we went to Hutchinson Ports in Hong Kong and we actually went out to the port and actually went through thing. We went to like the control rooms and stuff like that. It was like super cool. And then we also asked questions along the way.
Yeah.
So the format is kind of flexible onto what the professionals prefer.
Yeah.
But it's a combination of tours, them presenting, Q&A, like you mention it, you guess it, then that's what we do.
That's so cool. Yeah, because like I do like the tours for like the incoming students and I just like, I never know what like to give them specific details. This is like so gold. This is such gold information to talk about.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Because advertising it is such a big thing. I think that students should really know that this is like a huge opportunity and not a way to get involved.
So when I teach my upper year classes
okay.
and the students were like, how come you never told me about this? Right? So it's more the like, you know, we'd have, you know, we already have a decent amount of people applying, but we'd have way more people applying if they know about it because there's so many people after that are like, I wish I was available for this opportunity. I'm like, you could have taken it. You just had to apply.
You could have.
So
you
it's
could
just
have.
Like, yeah, getting the students
should
to
kind of. Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Exactly. You know how it is, right?
Yeah. So I guess I think students also just want to get to know you because obviously like you're a huge part of what makes this course so successful. So like, are you like, what's kind of like your story of how you got to the SAF as a prof?
How I got to SAF as a prof. Okay. So I actually did math at Waterloo.
Oh, really?
I'm the first year actually double degree. So I did math at Waterloo, business at Laurier.
Oh, cool. I remember that.
So yeah, and we were a pilot program at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I did my last 2 years of my co-op at a wealth management firm. The wealth management firm went public. One of the partners of the wealth management had a family office.
Oh, nice.
So I ended up working at this family office in private equity.
Yeah.
Long story short, I ended up starting my own private equity firm. Ended up connecting with the university and the university asked me to create a private equity course. So that's how I got into, that's the very, very quick version.
So you created your course? That's so cool.
So that's my quick version of how I got to SAF.
That's
so
awesome.
Graduated from Waterloo and I came back because
love when the alum come back.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many profs in SAF that are alums.
Yeah, there's quite a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, we love that. But then they have the University of Waterloo experience. So they know even more, which I feel like is just such an additional perk. So 10 out of 10.
100%.
I think that's like kind of all the questions that I had. Is there anything else that you want to talk about that like you want to, like, this is what you need to know about?
So just to anybody that's thinking of applying, this is what you need to do. If you apply, but before you apply, talk to anybody that has been on the trip. It's public on where we've gone. The school does a great job of putting on the Instagram and stuff like that. Talk to someone who's gone to Indonesia, Vietnam, Singapore, Hong Kong, Germany, UK. Talk to any of the students that have been on the, including the virtual course. Talk to any of the students that have been on the course and ask them about their experience. Like, that's what you should do. If you're like on the fence of should I apply or should I not apply, they'll kind of give you the details and they'll kind of let you know.
Amazing. Well, yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This was amazing. And I hope that this gives some students a little bit more insight of what the course is like and kind of the whole application process and how to get excited, because wow, that's seriously, I really want to do this now.
Thanks for having me, Sam. It's great. Oh, I love talking about it because like every year I come back, I'm like, that was just like so incredible.
Yeah.
Like so incredible. Like the information that we get, I think actually one thing I guess to mention. So some of the meetings, you know, you get information you're expecting, but there's quite a lot of meetings where you're like, wow, like I had no idea that that's how, you know, professionals in this country think about this issue like that. I had no idea that this was a perspective on this. It's like you come back and you're like, wow.
Yeah, that's just, it's like, just like you're gaining so much knowledge and it's just so cool. Oh, I did have one more question.
Okay, and so hopefully like, I have one more answer.
It's the boring part, but I know that students ask about this.
Yeah.
What's the cost of all this kind of fun stuff? Like, I talked to Victoria briefly about how there's like inclusion with fees with students and like with how they like, I figure I'll leave it to you.
So we just got, a good amount of donation from our chancellor. So thank you, Dominic, for that. So now with the donation from the chancellor, it's a little less cost for the students.
Okay.
So students will cover their own flight to get over there, but we now cover accommodation and we cover the dinners and a lot of the expenses that we can. They're still their own student expenses, but we are able to cover a little more thanks to our support.
Oh, that's great. Okay, yeah, because I know that like it sounds like such an amazing trip, and I know what students really want to make sure, but we also want to make sure that you guys have all the facts.
And then one other thing, if a student for whatever reason can't afford whatever it's going to be, and usually on the application we try to say how much it's going to cost. If a student can't afford that, then there's different types of awards on campus and different ways to kind of do it, which we will help facilitate with. There's like an international experience award and other things that you can qualify for when you're doing this. So we try to make it that it's not the cost that is a barrier for people to take this course.
So don't let it deter you. Definitely think about that. But yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, awesome. I just want to make sure I got that like the nitty gritty information, because students are always wondering, you know.
For sure.
Got to do the budgeting.
Of course.
But yes, thank you again so much for coming. Hey, it was so great to have you. Oh my goodness.
Appreciate it. No, thanks for having me, Sam. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Awesome.